I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to GEICO. I'm so happy, I feel like I can fly.
Disclaimer, you will not be able to fly by switching to GEICO. This is against the laws of physics and nature. If you find yourself flying, please seek professional and or medical help immediately. In the unlikely event you find yourself flying, you might be a superhero, or a pigeon, or a superhero named Pidgewoman, who was bitten by a radioactive pigeon. If you are indeed Pidgewoman, GEICO retains all licensing publishing rights in the event Pidgewoman the movie becomes a top-grossing Hollywood blockbuster.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
.com expires at month end.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
I want to talk about these Cubs and what they're doing.
All right, we'll do that at the top of the hour, as we have been, for everybody getting ready to get in their cars for the power hour. Sahadev Sharma will join us after the update. No break. We'll go right to Sahadev. You can check us out on our live video stream at watch670thescore.com. It is brought to you by American Needle, based in Chicago since 1918. That's a long damn time.
See, I'm all set, because I know that Jim Belushi is exhorting the Cubs and their fans by screaming play ball. This thing's over. Cubs are going to the World Series.
By the way,
that's it.
A-Rod, $400 million. J-Lo, $380 million. $380 locked, man. That's, God bless America, boy. She made Geely. Like, what else was she in?
She got paid for that. Out of Sight is, if you haven't seen the movie Out of Sight, Steven Soderbergh.
It's a good look movie, for her.
It's a good look.
Anaconda. Yeah.
I like Anaconda.
Money Train.
Hey,
Jersey Girl.
Hey. Anaconda just for
Ice Cube yelling at things.
They got snakes in here this big. No. No. What's the old
John
guy?
Voight's accent.
John Voight's accent that is never the same twice.
Is it worse than Idris Elba's in Prometheus?
No, it goes from Ozzie Guillen to Ricky Ricardo. It's all
to John Lackey.
It's all over the map to Speedy Gonzalez.
How about his cousin?
Slowpoke Rodriguez.
The most racist character in cartoon history.
It's never the same twice in that, but Out of Sight. She's unbelievable. Everybody in that movie's awesome.
Okay.
You seriously should check it out. It's great.
I hadn't even
Don Cheadle as a prisoner is the truth.
I had an Eva Mendez thing that kind of blocked out my J-Lo love. I can only go one Latina temptress at a time. So Eva Mendez took up a lot of my time while J-Lo was doing her thing.
J-Lo still looks fine as hell.
Yeah, too. She's still beautiful.
So is Sahadev Sharma.
Well,
fine as hell. He'll join us next.
If you like that kind of guy.
After an update. Keep it here.
The Cubs are now down 3-0 in the NLCS versus the Dodgers, making Game 4 a must-win. Don't miss Pat and Ron's Hometown Cold tonight. Our extended pregame coverage starts at 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's official radio home of the defending world champion, Chicago Cubs. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studio. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Kevin Zipak. The Wolves have opened the season with the highest scoring offense in the AHL. The Wolves are home this Saturday night and Sunday. And on Sunday, the first 1,000 kids receive a gift card courtesy of GameWorks. Cubs-Dodgers, Game 4 of the NLCS is tonight at Wrigley Field. Jake Arrieta on the hill. Could be the last game of the season for the Cubs. Could be Arrieta's last game as a Cub. Listen here on 670 The Score. Pre-game kicks off in 1 hour with Mark Grody. In the American League, Game 5 of the ALCS underway right now in the Bronx. Yankees up 1-0 on the Astros in the top of the third. Series tied at 2 games apiece. In basketball, Bulls forward Bobby Portis will be suspended for the first 8 games of the season for punching out Nikola Mirotic yesterday at practice. Mirotic will miss 4 to 6 weeks with facial fractures and a concussion. John Paxson, Bulls team president, will be on to explain things on the Molly and Hanley Show at 8:40 tomorrow morning. Finally, the Blackhawks back on the ice tonight in St. Louis, taking on the Blues. Join 670 The Score on Sunday for a live pregame broadcast with Hub Arkish, Dan Pompey, and Patrick Manley from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. at Rooftop Tap, located at 12231 South Harlem in Palos Heights. Check out the broadcast, enjoy game day specials, and stick around for the Bears postgame show at 3 p.m. with Hub, Olin, and James Big Cat Williams. Brought to you by Miller Lite, hold true. And this scoreboard update brought to you by Grandview Homes. Grandview will buy your home today. Go to GrandviewHomes.com. I'm Kevin Zipak, and you are listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the 2017 Central Division champion, Chicago Cubs. The next Cubs game on The Score coming up soon, 6 o'clock, when the Cubs take on the Dodgers on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards.
What time is it?
It's 5 o'clock.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
We got that little wristband on it. We never quit. Something we've talked about for the last 3 years. Not easy. Obviously, it's been done before. Theo saw it. So we have to figure out a way.
That was Joe Maddon. They never quit. And we'll see if tonight is the last night that they could say that, because they're looking to not get swept. And to talk about that here on the Bernstein and Goff Show, which you can check out on the live video stream at watch670score.com, brought to you by American Needle. They make the finest quality baseball caps out there. This man has been doing some of the finest quality baseball writing out there for The Athletic. He is our friend. He is our guy, Sahadev Sharma.
And he's on Twitter at Sahadev Sharma, joining us on the Grossinger Auto Group hotline. Find over 5,000 vehicles every day at grossinger.com. Sahadev, what meaning is there in these games, in the difference in performance, in what it appears to be, to this point, a rout? Is there anything to take away, or is this just three baseball games?
Yeah, I think there's a little to take away in the sense that the Dodgers are clearly the better team, right? I mean, coming into the playoffs, nobody was saying, you know what, I think the Cubs may be a better team than the Dodgers. So what needed to happen was an upset. They needed to play at their peak level. They needed to execute every single possible little thing that they could do and not make any mistakes. And obviously that's not happened. So what do you take away? Well, you notice the little foibles with the team that we've probably always seen, but sometimes sweep under the rug and do different things with, just because, oh, they got hot in the second half, and oh, they, you know, beat up on bad pitching in the second half, so the offense maybe isn't as struggling as we thought it was in the first half. So all those little things, now they're magnified again, because, okay, are there issues for this team in the playoffs? We can't look at how they did against the Cardinals and the Pirates and the Giants and all these other teams, the dregs of the NL, some of them not even the dregs of the NL, just the average teams. You know, now they're playing the best of the best, and they don't look as good. They don't look like they can beat them. I don't think that's true. I think they can beat them, but they also are just getting outplayed, outmanaged, out everything right now for three games.
The buzzword that is thrown around when it comes to offensive slumps is approach. Approach is the approach change. All right, so are the Washington Nationals and the L.A. Dodgers pitchers throwing more strikes? Why aren't they getting the pitches per plate appearances that we saw during the regular season? Is it just good pitching beating good hitting?
You know what? I think it's the last thing you said right there. Now, so they're swinging outside of the zone more than they did in the regular season. I looked this up. I don't remember the exact numbers. I want to say they swung outside the zone around 28% of the time in the regular season. It's about 38% of the time during the postseason. But they were the second highest team swinging outside of the zone of playoff teams, right behind the Colorado Rockies. The only team above them in the playoffs that made the playoffs in the playoffs, the swinging outside the zone, is the Colorado Rockies. Again, they only played one game, but that's what's happening here. So you're facing better pitching. You're still swinging outside of the zone more than all the other playoff teams, because that's what this team is. They're a good team. They'll work the count against bad teams. But right now, what's happening is really good pitching is pounding the zone, executing their pitches, and then forcing them to chase because they're guessing wrong. They're putting those pitches exactly where they want to. It's not as easy as we want to make it seem. Try to hit Steven Strasburg's changeup, right? Even if you know it's coming, it's just impossible, and it's going to be out of the zone, right? So those out of the zone swinging numbers are going to be up because you're facing these nasty pitchers, and the Dodgers just seem to have them coming out of their ears.
And that's why so many fans, however, are getting frustrated with the lack of contact. Even though the Cubs make a lot of their outs via strikeout trying to elevate the ball, it gets exacerbated in matchups like these when people are grasping for bunt more, do something other than what you're doing, or put other players out there. He is tinkering with the lineup a little bit, and I'm a little surprised to see Kyle Schwarber where he is batting second again, considering his platoon splits. It seems a little odd to me to have him up there.
Yeah, this is Joe going with kind of his gut, I think, a feel. He sees a guy that has the look about him, so to say. There's also, I mean, Wood, I believe, has like neutral splits. You know, he's not a big reverse split guy by any means, so it's not like you have to sit lefties against him. He's just really good against both sides. But this is definitely Joe going with a guy that he feels is in a rhythm, has performed in the postseason, has performed when he's put him in the lineup this year in the postseason, and he's just going to try and ride that guy right now and hope he gets a hold of one.
What will be the encapsulation of Jake Arrieta's Cub career if tonight is his last Cubs start?
Oh, man. I mean, I don't think you can think about Jake Arrieta without thinking about 2015, right? You can't think about him without thinking about the two starts he made in the World Series. So, you know, whether he stays or goes, and I think we all agree that in all likelihood he's headed elsewhere, it's a mostly positive one. I know there were some road bumps, but it's almost like how can you live up to that 2015 season once you deliver that Hall of Fame type year? Mostly positive for me. For me, working with him as, you know, a guy to talk to, a guy that's always willing to really break down what he does and explain it so well, it was fun to talk to him because it made my job easy to explain to the readers what was going on, how this worked, how everything that he was doing, he was capable of doing that, because it's rare to find a player that can put that into words. And he's always willing to talk, good or bad, always willing to learn too. I mean, I was always intrigued by how he would tweak things, how he would go about his business, how he changed who he was from 2015 to who he is now, because he doesn't have that devastating slider, and he still found a way to have success. Maybe not Cy Young success, but it's been an interesting career arc for him, and I'm curious to see how it goes moving forward.
Bullpen tonight, we saw that last night it was C.J. Edwards again and being exposed by Dave Roberts, and I don't know, in an elimination game, how does the calculus change with, as they like to say, all hands on deck? It gives Joe a little bit more to work with when he knows there might not be a tomorrow. What do you see some of the permutations being?
Yeah, that's a good question, because I don't know what he does, right? I mean, is he going to go to someone like Quintana today? I would guess not. I think he just is going to go, you know, he's not going to go to the back of his bullpen in a close game. But he really trusts Carl, and Carl comes through in a lot of moments, and then he has that weird Yu Darvish at that. I mean, he looked good yesterday. How does that? It's kind of mind-boggling, the sequence of events yesterday. But it's also a guy that does struggle to throw strikes at times. So you're right, Roberts just played that perfectly, and it really worked out well for the Dodgers there. I still think Carl Edwards is a future high leverage guy, current high leverage guy. That doesn't change. He's a really good reliever. It's just he's had some really ugly moments this postseason, and it's really magnified things of when he does struggle, how bad it can get. I don't see, you know, I don't know if Joe goes to some quirky starter type thing. I think he's really banking on Jake giving him like seven innings. I think he needs that, and he needs his offense to show up. Those are the two things Joe's banking on. Outside of that, I guess it is all hands on deck, and just do whatever you can to win the game. But he's hoping and praying that Jake's out there and giving his best start in a while.
Looking ahead a little bit, I know we'll have plenty of time to do the off-season shows, but we got you on here now, and we'll talk to you maybe in a couple of times over the next month or so. But there are six positions seemingly locked in. When you talk about contracts and you talk about value and age of these players, and what tinkering can the Cubs really do? Or is it just, hey, our core is young and valuable and really good at baseball, and you're going to have, you know, separate bites at the apple. But what tinkering can the Cubs or will the Cubs do position-wise, you think, this offseason?
Yeah, if we're focusing on position players, it does get a little complicated, right? Because you have guys that you feel are locked in,
right?
And then you have question marks like, well, what are they doing with Kyle Schwarber? What are they doing with Javier Baez? What are they doing with Albert Elmora? Those are three guys that I look at and say, well, they're probably, you need to play them every day to try and maximize that talent, but they also have major holes and little things that they need to work on. And if this is a team that's win now, which obviously they are, how do you allow that to happen? There's some other things going on. The two things that just I cannot figure out, I don't know how you work around, are Jason Hayward and Ben Zobrist.
Right.
those contracts, I know, like, Ben Zobrist at least gave you a great season last year. It's worth it as far as I'm concerned, right? Jason Hayward right now, unfortunately, looks like one of the worst contracts in baseball. He's a very, very good defender in right field, a solid base runner who doesn't get on base all that much anymore. The offense is completely tanked. It's not as bad as last year, but it's not good enough to justify that contract. It's a tough situation because I don't know how you work around that. Can you make him a bench player and find a better right fielder? It's just a very, very weird situation to work around because you're kind of handcuffed in a way. But we're also talking about one of the best front offices in baseball, one of the most creative front offices in baseball. Maybe they don't need to just go out and spend. Maybe they need to find some diamonds in the rough. They've done that before. I think they need to try and find some creative ways to win. Look at who has dominated this series. We're talking about guys like Justin Turner, Chris Taylor, Brandon Morrow. These aren't superstars or weren't superstars when they arrived in L.A. And now they're playing like superstars. The Cubs have some of those guys. I don't want to act like the Cubs never find diamonds in the rough. Jake Arrieta was one, right? Mm-hmm. So there's other guys. Kyle Hendricks is one of those guys. But they just need to maybe get back to that. Who's going to be the surprise? Who's going to be the guy that they're pro scouting just unearth and say, hey, this guy can really play? They did it with Brian Dunsing, right? So they need to continue to do that, rebuild a bullpen, add a couple arms, and find a couple guys. I really would like to see more contact guys. A guy that can hit .320. You guys know me. I'm a numbers guy. I appreciate on base percentage.
But something different. Something different in the lineup.
Yeah, I think diversity in the lineup matters. And I think they were hoping to get that from Zobrist and Hayward. And the thing that happened is Zobrist is just aging. Doesn't mean he can't have a bounce back year. It happens a lot in baseball. You just can't bank on it, right? You can't count on that. You can't go into next season assuming that he has a better year than this year. And the same thing with Hayward. So those are the two guys that were expected to do what I think this team needs.
So, Hadev, I hope we get some more baseball that gives us the chance to talk again and that the Cubs surprise and come back and make a series out of this. And even if they don't, we will have off-season moves to discuss with you as well. Always a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you so much for having me, guys. Take care.
So, Hadev Sharma of The Athletic, brought to you by Kidde. How old are your smoke alarms? Replace today with Kidde's worry-free alarms. Get 10 years of power and no low battery chirps. Kidde, technology that saves lives.
312-644-6767 is the phone number. If you're just jumping in your car, you're getting on the train, you're headed home to watch what could be the final game of the Cubs season tonight. We're hoping it's not for
taking the long, slow walk to the baseball gallows.
We're hoping it's not because, as a station, when the Cubs do well, we do well. But we were talking to you about this earlier, and if you weren't listening, we kind of let everybody lay on the Bernstein and Goff couch and tell us how they're feeling. And we took the temperature of Cubs fans and got a couple of freak outs, but for the most part, people are okay with what's going on. They don't like it, but I'm sure last year cushions the blow a whole lot. So we can talk to you about it if you didn't jump in or wanted to jump in or haven't heard what we were talking about. Jake Arrieta as well. Is this Jake's final start as a Cub? We could talk about that and a lot of other things too.
It might be the final appearance for Wade Davis when you think about it. True. If he's used in a high leverage situation in a tie game or while trailing just to try to keep you close, as maybe should have been already, it could be it. So some swan songs could be sung.
And the Bobby Portis, Nikola Mirotic situation. We talked to Casey Johnson about that. There's a lot going on, a lot for you to chew on. But Cubs fans, now's your time. This might be the last time we're talking about a Cubs game. Hopefully not. It's the Bernstein and Goff Show. You're listening to 670 The Score.
Whoa, now it's serious, Cub fans. Someone quick call Simon the Magician. The Dodgers are up 3-0 in the NLCS. It's do or die time. Hey, it's Hanley here from the Molly and Hanley Show. Mornings 5-9. Get a full recap of the loss and, of course, a preview of this must-win game 4 right here. And don't miss Pat and Ron's hometown call tonight. Our extended pregame show starts at 6 sharp on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home of the defending world champion Chicago Cubs. Coverage brought to you by State Farm, proud partner of the Cubs.
This is Tiki Barber with the CBS Sports Minute brought to you by Honda and your local Honda dealer. NFL defensive end Chris Long made a name for himself professionally with the St. Louis Rams. And then as a free agent this offseason, he signed with the Philadelphia Eagles and made news by supporting his protesting African-American teammate Malcolm Jenkins. He's moved around the league, but his heart has always been in Charlottesville, Virginia, where he grew up and went to school at UVA. This was evidenced after the white supremacist violence in his hometown when he donated his first 6 game checks to scholarships. Now he's doubling down and donating the rest of this season's game checks to educational initiatives in the underserved communities of Philly, Boston, and St. Louis. With so much focus on NFL players protesting, the actual endeavor of making a difference going forward sometimes gets lost. I'm proud to highlight Chris Long literally playing to make a difference. I'm Tiki Barber.
Are you scared of going to a new car dealer because you feel like they're sucking money from you? Well, I have a dealer you can count on. Woodfield Nissan is counting down savings and wants to save you money. 10%? No. 20%? No. Woodfield Nissan wants to save you 30% off MSRP on brand new Nissans.
It's the October savings countdown at Woodfield Nissan. Woodfield Nissan must sell 200 new Nissans in October, and we're counting down the savings all month long. Woodfield Nissan is paying top dollar for your trade-ins during the October countdown. And with 30% off, you can take home a brand new 2017 Sentra. Just $13,989. That's over $5,000 off. Or get 0% APR financing for 72 months now available on new Nissans.
So go to Woodfield Nissan in Hoffman Estates, or go to WoodfieldNissan.com.
Prices are plus TCDL and docking, includes all manufacturers' incentives and rebates. Two available each price. Example of 30% off, then HN 36-2203. 2017 Nissan Sentra, then HY 344-792. Finance offered with approved credit. Sale percentage $13,989 per month for 1,000 borrowed in a little sale. Prices match finance is $10,000 on select models.
Looking to secure financing on a new home or refinance your existing home, then you need to call David Hochberg and the mortgage experts on Team Hochberg. If you secured an FHA loan after June 2013 with less than 10% equity, you'll have PMI for the life of your loan. That's right. You'll have PMI for the entire life of your loan. But David has unbelievable news for you. Home values continue to increase, and there's an outstanding chance you can refinance and eliminate your PMI with Team Hochberg's PMI Elimination Program. David and the Team Hochberg mortgage experts will perform a free evaluation of your mortgage to determine if your PMI can be eliminated. To participate in Team Hochberg's PMI Elimination Program, email David a copy of your mortgage statement or call him at 312-751-1333 or visit perldavid.com. The Team Hochberg PMI Elimination Program has saved listeners tens of thousands of dollars. David and Team Hochberg have helped thousands of score listeners, but can't help if you don't call. 312-751-1333 or visit pearldavid.com. Pearl Mortgage, an equal housing lender. Illinois Residential Mortgage License E4358, NMLS 19.
You accomplished a lot today, and you're only getting started. Every day, you want to do more than the day before. Now, with our help, you will. At Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan and Blue Care Network, we're helping you get more out of healthcare and more out of life. We believe it's time to stretch dollars and imaginations even further, to think creatively and collaboratively. We believe it's time for more. Find out how Blue Cross can bring more to you and your business. Visit timeformore.com.
If you or someone you know has been injured, call Horwitz, Horwitz & Associates, Chicago's top injury lawyers. They've won the largest jury verdict for a back injury, the largest jury verdict for a brain injury, and the largest jury verdict for a neck injury. In fact, they've won the largest personal injury verdict in Illinois history. There are no upfront fees, and you don't pay unless they win. Call 312-800-8000 for a free consultation. That's 312-800-8000. Horwitz, Horwitz & Associates. The attention you expect, the results you deserve.
Here's Mike Mueller, president of Mueller Honda in Gurnee.
A few years ago, the Mueller Auto Group was fortunate enough to acquire the Honda dealership in Gurnee, Illinois. And I'm most proud to say that we have continued to do business our way, the Mueller way. What's the Mueller way? Well, when you visit, you can browse the showroom at your leisure and in a stress-free environment. And when you're ready, you can expect a friendly, knowledgeable, and professional associate to assist you through the buying experience. And as always, you will get our very, very best price, and that's the Mueller price, which is always competitive.
That's Mueller Honda of Gurnee on Grand Avenue, just west of 94, where you'll be treated like family. It's the Mueller way.
So whether you're looking for a new or certified pre-owned Honda, we'll always do our best to make sure you are one happy customer. At Mueller Honda in Gurnee, I have Bob Logan, our general manager, who will assure me that you will not be disappointed.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to GEICO. I've never felt more alive.
Disclaimer, Geico cannot guarantee you will feel more alive. You either possess functioning respiratory and circulatory systems, or you do not, or you are a zombie. If you are indeed a brain-starved zombie and you would like to save money on car insurance, the Geico legal team applauds your excellent life choices, even in your shambling afterlife. But we strongly encourage you to visit geico.com or download the Geico app. Please stay a minimum of 500 feet away from our large and presumably delicious, delicious brains.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
It's appliance days at JCPenney. Now through Sunday, get up to 30% off select major appliance hot deals, plus an extra 10% off brands like LG, GE, and Samsung. Plus, get 18 months special financing on purchases of $4.99 or more with your JCPenney credit card. Plus, free delivery and basic installation on all appliance purchases over $2.99. These deals can't be beat. JCPenney. Available in select stores. Some exclusions apply. Financing term valid 10/13 to 10/22. Must request at time of purchase. Subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store or jcp.com/appliances for details. Free delivery not available in all areas.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
That defense is playing its arse off. They don't stop, and they hit. You had a lot of guys doing some good stuff and a lot of big hits in that game.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
I don't trust their bullpen at all. Do you trust their bullpen? I think anything can happen. I think anything often does happen. So I think it's Wade Davis. I think that's still the guy you trust in a save situation.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Conferencing.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Some good games there. I think pretty taxing for our bullpen and pitchers too. But yeah, I mean, you kind of expect that around this time. I mean, the games mean a lot. You know, the energy, it takes a lot of energy to, you know, get ready for these games. And at the end, you feel wiped out.
That's Chris Bryant talking about the energy reservoir. Welcome back to the Bernstein and Goff Show here on 670 The Score. Dan, before we get to the phone lines, this from the 773. All offseason, there was talk that Madden is a bad tactical manager, which is important in the playoffs. Should we be worried that our NLCS record now will be 4-11? That one was great, but are his deficiencies something to worry about? I think it's a decent question.
A little bit.
For Cubs fans.
It's 2 years in a row now. It's 2 years in a row where you're saying, what
happened there?
Doing?
Last night, you can't blame on him at all. Last night,
no.
Yu Darvish was like, take a look at it, love it, smell it, touch it, feel it, because I'm going to take a walk because your bullpen is trash. And, man, you'd love to give yourself a chance in this entire series, whether it be the bullpen or the at-bats,
score five defense. Runs. Just one of these games. Just get five.
There was no doubt in my mind that they were going to win two out of three at home.
I know, and I thought last night, I said,
at some point the offense had to break out.
When Kyle hit that one, and I saw the way the flag was going, I said, it's going to take seven to win this.
This is that night. This is that night.
I said, it's going to take seven.
Right.
I said, one's not going to be enough.
And six was enough.
Six,
unfortunately,
was five,
two,
or four two more
would
than
right. Two would have been enough.
Four,
we got to get Rosner on for
one.
The math.
Yeah, I'm bad at the math. But this is Val in Sandwich on The Score.
Another sandwich call.
How you guys doing?
All right, Val. You don't sound like you're doing too well.
Well, you know what? I'm not ready to jump off the ledge. You know, I'm taking it easy.
Mm-hmm.
I had to work last night, so I didn't get to see the game, which was a blessing for me. It probably added a couple years to my life. But you know what? I think there's been a lot of things over the season that I wasn't agreeing with. You know, like I think Almora should have played more. We should have gotten LaStella in a little bit more. But then again, if I look back over my last 55 years of my life, I wish that we had seen Tony Campana play more.
Yeah.
Or, you know, it could have been any. So what I guess I'm trying to say is last year, mm-hmm. not that it was enough for me, but it sure makes me feel a hell of a lot better.
And it so should have been enough. It should have been enough for last year. And this year, right. it's always the why, you know, or the how. Yeah. It's how they looked in this series that makes you hurt a little bit.
It's disappointing, and I'm really hoping that, like you said, tonight's going to be the night that they can explode with their bats. Maybe, put 6 or 7 or 10 runs up there.
And then lose two days from now.
Yeah, you can't carry over any of that 10, though, even if they do it.
Oh, sure you can, Dan. You can pocket some of those runs when you score 14. Like, save some for tomorrow, boys. Thank you, Val.
We had a bad experience in Kankakee earlier, so I'm hopeful is better with Matt on the score.
Yeah, we did.
Hey, guys, what's going on?
Hey, Matt.
I just wanted to weigh in and say that, you know, this, looks like the series is not going the way we wanted to and all, but...
Well, down 3-0, if that's the way you wanted it to, you're going to be an issue.
I'm making light of it, but honestly, to kind of back up the last caller, I mean, what we experienced last year is something that my grandparents didn't experience, a lot of people didn't experience their lifetime, and that was a miracle and such an amazing, fantastic ride, and regardless of how this season ends or even the future seasons, like, I'm just thrilled that I was able to be a part of that and witness that, and I'm thankful for that. So
the energy is a little bit different, obviously, from 2 weeks ago.
And more than that, Matt. There's a perfectly reasonable possibility you could be a part of it next year or the year after that again.
Right.
Exactly. Hey, there's, who knows? It's baseball, and I've got faith in the front office and the organization, I'm happy with how the future looks, and all I'm saying is there's no reason to freak out with what's happening now. I mean,
it sucks, but it does. It's not the end of the world.
Exactly. Yeah.
It's a good place to be as a fan. It's a great place to be.
It is. Thanks,
the Cubs.
Guys.
The Cubs fans are in the best place in this city right now.
Losing isn't the same as desperate losing.
Right. Right. When you know that hell is coming for you.
You're not gonna have another chance.
Cleveland Bulls. Where Derek hits the shot and just gets propped up like the black Charlie Chaplin is just sitting there not saying anything. You knew that this is probably the last time that I'm going to be able to root for this team in a playoff venture.
Scoreboard update.
I don't know, this Cubs Dodger series going exactly the way that I wanted it to go. Am I alone in that?
Because you're a giant Panazio.
Oh, fair. Okay. From the Chicago.
But you don't hide it, which I, you know what? I'm glad you just said that because you don't hide it, as opposed to some other people who lay in the weeds and act as if they don't care about Sox stuff. And this last week or so, there's been some Sox talk from Cubs fans at this station where it's like, why are you saying that now?
Yeah, shouldn't they be past that at this point? Like, no.
Jay's pretty petty.
Yeah, well, Jay is like the worst baseball fan that there's ever been. So.
Sox fan too.
I think the Hawks play tonight though.
Sox
so
fan.
When everybody else turns off the game in the sixth inning and they all leave the game in the sixth inning like they've been doing, he can go turn on that Blackhawks game. From the Chicago Wolves update studio, I'm Kevin Zipak. The Wolves have opened the season with the highest scoring offense in the AHL, and they're home this Saturday night and Sunday. First 1,000 kids on Sunday receive a gift card courtesy of GameWorks. The Cubs are down 0-3 in the NLCS. They host the Dodgers once more tonight at Wrigley Field. Of course, we've got the game here on the Score pregame in a half an hour with Mark Rohde. A couple of lineup changes from last night's game. Albert Almora will lead off, play center field, and Javi Baez returns as well, playing second base, hitting seventh. Jake Arrieta and Alex Wood, the starting pitchers. If you're going to the game, get there early. Lots of fans backed up trying to get in your first pitch last night. ALCS Game 5 underway between Houston and New York. It's the bottom of the fourth inning in the Bronx. Yankees leading the Astros 2-0. To the Bulls, team president John Paxson announced today that forward Bobby Portis will be suspended for 8 games for punching Nikola Mirotic in the face yesterday during practice. Mirotic out 4 to 6 weeks now with facial fractures and a concussion. Paxson will join Mully and Hanley tomorrow morning at 8:40. Finally in hockey, the Blackhawks are in St. Louis tonight to take on the Blues. The private bank is now CIBC. The same banking team you know and trust now brings deeper resources, global banking reach, and the power to help your business seize new opportunities. Visit CIBC.com/US, member FDIC. And if you're searching for a solution to cracks in your foundation walls, visit uswaterproofing.com to schedule a free consultation. I'm Kevin Zipak, and you are listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the 2017 Central Division champion Chicago Cubs. Next Cubs game on The Score coming up at 6 o'clock when the Cubs host the Dodgers on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by Metra. Predictability is pretty cool. And when you're heading in or out of downtown Chicago, no one's more predictable than Metra. Discover how good it feels to fly by traffic and enjoy 96% on-time performance at MetroRail.com.
This segment brought to you by 24-7 Diabetic Health Hotline. Attention, diabetics. Now you can get your testing supplies delivered to your home. Free delivery and a free meter. Call the 24-7 Diabetic Health Hotline, 800-808-5181, 800-808-5181.
Speaking of the Blackhawks, it'd be good to hear Eddie Olczyk back on, was it NBC Sportsnet tonight? They got their rivalry game of the week, or rivalry night. You got Blues, you got Blackhawks. Edzo's been fighting some tough health as of late, and he's had a few treatments, and it'll be good to hear his voice back where it's supposed to be. So we're all rooting for you while you were going through it, Eddie O, and it'll be nice to hear you calling the sports you love tonight.
Best in the business needs to be back in the airwaves. Yeah, glad he is. Frank in Joliet is on the score. Hi, Frank.
Hi, how you doing?
Fine.
Good.
You know, I'll tell you what, guys. Watching that game last night, it was a lot of mixed emotions. I almost threw my shirt through the TV. I was sending nasty texts. I took down my W flag.
Wait, and sending then, nasty texts to whom?
You were sexting while you were watching the game?
Well, I was texting my friends. We were going back and forth about what was transpiring in the game.
Oh, okay.
You know, I was all, you know.
You took down your W flag?
I'll admit it. I apologize to the Cubs, even though they've never met me personally.
Yeah, they don't care.
I know. Your emotions take you. But here's what I can say. We can blame it on individual players. We can talk about the debacle with Blackie. We can talk about the bullpen. Blackie? We can talk about the mistakes that Carl Edwards Jr. made. But here's what I'm coming to realize, and I'm okay with it. The Dodgers are a really good damn baseball team, and they've won legit, man.
There it is,
and
Frank.
They got a great bullpen. They got great pitchers. They got good hitters, and their manager has made the right moves at the right time. God bless them.
Pretty simple.
There you go, Frank.
Pretty simple.
Sometimes
Frank.
You're the windshield, and sometimes you're the bug.
Yeah.
And this is the Cubs as bug.
Yeah, sometimes you're the ointment, sometimes you're the itch.
I kind of like the windshield bug.
My bad.
Because, you know, ointment like heals an itch, right?
Depends. Depends on what kind of itch you got.
Tom in Arlington Heights, you're on the score.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good.
Fine.
You know, I agree with that last caller. Absolutely, 100% completely. We could talk about the bullpen issues. We could talk about the middle lineup, top of the lineup slumping. But I got to tell you, watching 27 innings of Barnes yanking in pitches from 3 and 4 inches out of the strike zone, I mean, this guy's perfected it. You can tell he knows what he's doing.
He's good at it. You know, Contreras is
he's gotten better.
Has gotten better, but you're right.
He's less stabby than he used to be.
Yeah.
If you really think OJ. About it, if he does it 2 times an inning or 3 times an inning, and he gets the benefit of the doubt on 2 strikes an inning, over 9 innings, that's 18 strikes. That's
framing matters. You can look at it as we can call it framing. We can call it what it really is, umpire fooling. But, Tom, it is a big argument for a standardized, objectivized strike zone. Call it the robot strike zone if you want to frighten people. But people want to take that out of the game, the idea that umpire fooling now matters that much. A lot of it has to do with velocity and some of these old umps just not able to get the same looks. I think they do as good a job as anybody can be asked to do, but there are only certain things that the human brain can keep up with. And some of these catchers are starting to learn the techniques of exactly how to make these guys see something they're not seeing.
312-644-6767 is the phone number. I haven't been keeping up with the news on Twitter the way I usually do. There's been a workplace shooting a few hours ago in Maryland, and the same person is a suspect in a later shooting in Delaware, and they're flashing this guy's face on the screen here. the hell's going on?
Welcome to life.
That's, dude, yes. People are just going to work. Take that out on yourself at home if need be.
Come on. You new here? You just start first day?
But I'm saying, though, like, how many of these are going to have?
There's, like, one a day? On average?
It should be none a day.
Well, okay.
That's the new vitamin for the two shoosty.
I tend to agree with you on that, but I wish I could do something about it. What I can do...
What can you do,
make
Dan?
Make happier. I can give, when we come back, away a 4-pack of tickets to Marvel Universe Live Age of Heroes.
What?
You will be the hero in your family when you show your kids these tickets, if you win them.
Or show the grown-up that you're taking.
Or yourself, and mm-hmm. be a hero to yourself. But we'll give them away next. Keep here. Don't go anywhere. You've got Bernstein and Goff on the score.
Hey, Chicago, it's Cubs manager Joe Madden. There is one radio station in Chicago to listen to every Cubs playoff game, 670 The Score.
Coverage brought to you by State Farm. Proud part-time.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day. You get locked into long-term contracts and stuck writing huge checks with no way out. It's robbery itself. It can cost you thousands. But now there's a smarter way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. You can trust SimpliSafe because they've got no long-term contracts or no hidden fees. You can start or stop service anytime you want. They earn your business every day with incredible service. 24/7 monitoring is only $14.99 a month. That's three times less than most other companies. How? Well, SimpliSafe cuts out the middleman, and you get 24/7 monitoring and police dispatch, so you know your home is safe around the clock. No long wait times. You can pick up your SimpliSafe system from Best Buy today and have your home protected in just a few hours. It's unbeatable protection at a great value, and there are no contracts. Get SimpliSafe today at your local Best Buy and save $50 on the Protect package. Hurry. Offer ends October 21st, or visit SimpliSafe.com to learn more. That's SimpliSafe.com.
If you're a pro, you know that this is not efficient because you know there's a better way. There's also a better way to save. When pro customers buy building supplies in bulk at Lowe's, they save up to 20% every day. Buy in bulk and save up to 20% on concrete, gypsum, and gypsum accessories. At Lowe's, buy more, save more. Visit the Pro Desk or lowesforpros.com for details. Discount applies to contractor pack items. Minimum purchase required, U.S. only.
Are you scared of going to a new car dealer because you feel like they're sucking money from you? Well, I have a dealer you can count on. Woodfield Nissan is counting down savings and wants to save you money. 10%? No. 20%? No. Woodfield Nissan wants to save you 30% off MSRP on brand new Nissans.
It's the October savings countdown at Woodfield Nissan. Woodfield Nissan must sell 200 new Nissans in October. And we're counting down the savings all month long. Woodfield Nissan is paying top dollar for your trade-ins during the October countdown. And with 30% off, you can take home a brand new 2017 Sentra. Just $13,989. That's over $5,000 off. Or get 0% APR financing for 72 months now available on new Nissans.
So go to Woodfield Nissan in Hoffman Estates. Or go to WoodfieldNissan.com.
Prices are plus TCDL. Dock includes all manufacturers' incentives and rebates. Two available each price. Example of 30% off. Then HN36-2203. 2017 Nissan Sentra. Then HY344-792. Finance offer with approved credit. Seal percentage $13.89 per month. 1,000 bond and a little sale prices. Max finance is $10,000 on select models.
Hey girl, have you done something new with your scales? Using new moisturizer? Nice. It really brings out the hazel in your eyes. Oh, hold on. Are you using whitening strips too? Your fangs look good, girl. Really good.
A really charming snake charmer? Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to Geico.
Wait, what? Have you been doing Pilates too?
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
A loaner Lincoln when yours needs service. Bob Roman Schaumburg Lincoln just west of the Woodfield Mall on Golf Road or online at SchaumburgLincoln.com. Plus tax title license, doc fee, and approved credit. Zero security deposit ends 10/31/17.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
I'm just worried that now, instead of saying, hey, nothing's going to happen this season, let the kid, let's feed him everything he can handle. Let him make mistakes. He needs to calibrate his targeting system. Takes mistakes to know what is open and what is not open on this level.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
At 670 The Score.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Call Sharp Vision Modern LASIK now at 312-701-2020 and save $1,500 off your procedure through.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
There were a lot of good things to enjoy about Mitch.
I'm just glad that dude's not holding a clipboard. Remember when everyone was advocating, hey, take it slow, you can learn more on the bench. Shut up. Shut up.
Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Buffalo Wild Wings, Wings Beer Sports.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
28 years old, I can run laps around this place right now. You know, it's, you got a great job for a living, play baseball. So just to sit here and say anyone's dream, I got to disagree with that.
Whether you disagree or agree, tonight would be another good night for Rizzo and Bryant to, and Bryant actually hit the ball yesterday, but the offense hasn't been there. A total of what, four runs in three games?
And the pitching hasn't been there, and the defense hasn't been
and
there.
The managing hasn't been there.
Other than that, great success.
Great success.
This segment brought to you by Indeed.com. Are you hiring? Join the over 3 million businesses that use Indeed.com for hiring. Post your next job opening on the world's number one job site, Indeed.com. Logan Square, here is Mark on The Score. Hi, Mark.
Fellas, I'm frustrated.
Why?
I'll tell you why. In 05, I was a sophomore at De La Salle Institute, which is on 35th in Michigan, and that was back in 05. I was the only Cubs fan there, so I watched everybody around me celebrate, go crazy, them knowing I was the only Cubs fan. They gave it to me every day. So bring it back to today. Now I'm looking on social media. You know, they're all giving it to me, and it hurts. It hurts. You don't want your guys to get swept in the NLCS.
Mark, all you have to do is put a GIF or a video up of last year's World Series celebration.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
The Cubs have made three consecutive NLCSs.
Man. You're good.
And have reason to believe there are more spins of the wheel to come.
Yeah, you're fine.
I appreciate it, guys.
All right, Mark.
That was easy.
Be well, my brother.
Yeah, that was an easy one.
De La Salle Meteor.
Another Mark, this one in Peoria. He's on The Score.
What up, Mark?
Hello, guys. I got a little indictment of the Cubs batters and the pitchers at the same time. So in the offseason, what they need to look at.
Okay.
I saw a stat that the Cubs have struck out 14 times on pitches in the strike zone, while their pitchers have only struck out two batters in the strike zone. They can't get guys out unless they chase, and the Dodgers just aren't chasing.
That's a very solid observation that it was brought up. Sahadev Sharma, when he was on about 40 minutes ago, was talking about the same things. You have to miss bats. And that's why Kyle Hendricks, especially, is different from other pitchers. And it's been a problem for this version of Jake Arrieta, too, where Jake Arrieta used to get guys guessing and flailing with that slider slash cutter. Now he's making guys guess wrong. And occasionally getting a guy, but he doesn't. He's not 96, 97 in the zone. And guys are fouling off pitches that they didn't use to foul off. And if Kyle Hendricks is in the zone, he has to be just dancing around the very, very edges of the zone. But you're right, Mark. In today's MLB, you win by throwing it right down the middle and having enough movement. The guy just cannot hit it.
This from the 217, Dan. How is Bobby Portis not in legal trouble? Usually when someone goes to the hospital with a broken face, they are asked to contact the cops. Well, if you provoke that trouble and someone is deemed protecting themselves.
Yeah, I think there was enough of a two-sided issue here to render any civil or criminal legal issue moot. I don't think you're going to be able to go and say, oh, I'm suing you for an injurious tort when you were one of the instigators. That's going to be tough to argue and probably a waste of your money.
Yeah, this isn't Latrell Sprewell tracking down P.J. Carlesimo and putting his hands around his neck. This is two guys who were butting heads for a few possessions, and you know, Bobby Portis is not to be effed with.
Apparently that's the wrong guy, and this has been simmering for a while. You read Joe Cowley in the Sun Times, did a nice job breaking down the history here and some of the resentment, and it still...
The golden child.
It still gets back to the poor communication at the Advocate Center. It gets back to the spying, the who's talking to whom, the whose guys are whose guys, and how is this affecting me if you're telling somebody this, and everybody watching their back, and everybody snitching, and it creates too much ill will for a team that's always bragging about their culture and being a family. My arse.
Well, 8:40 in the morning, you can hear John Paxson on with the Mully and Hanley show tomorrow.
Can't wait to have some of that tape tomorrow.
I'm sure they'll still have their track shoes on. Ray, when I say they, I'm talking about the Bulls front office.
In Naperville. You're on WSCR. Hi, Ray.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Where are all the diehard Cubs fans? I'm listening, and I'm hearing, like, this thing is over.
Because, it's probably over. That's why.
History has told you that it is over.
Diehard doesn't mean stupid.
Maybe the Cubs will win.
For the most part, it's over.
It doesn't make somebody a better fan not think they're assume they're going to win. I don't understand what your logic is here.
Well, I mean, how are you defining a fan?
Ray,
do you think they're going to win the series?
Improbable, but I think they're going to win tonight.
Ray, just holler at me. Do you think they're going to win the series, though?
No, I don't.
How does that make you any better of a fan?
Yeah, that's where it comes from.
Who says, you know what, this thing is over?
Yeah, I just don't understand why you define being a diehard fan by being delusional.
Just like the people who left last night in the eighth inning. I don't blame you.
I left because I wanted to go home.
I think you could win tonight.
I think people believe they can.
You can,
but you understand it's still highly unlikely they're going to win the series.
Well, isn't it probable, or gets more probable with every game they win?
You're still missing the point. It's not.
It doesn't make you a better or worse fan.
Right. It's not. A fan isn't defined by being willfully ignorant of probability.
Yes, a fan is fanatic about their team.
A fan can care. That's not the fan doesn't have to be an idiot. You're saying a fan has to be dumb, willful. It's not true. A fan can be enthusiastic. A fan can want one's team to win.
Hold on, Ray. What would you be enthusiastic about right now down 0-3?
We're still in the series.
No, obviously, because it takes four games to win the series.
The Cubs aren't eliminated yet.
The MLB has set certain rules. Other than that, what makes you enthusiastic right now from what you've seen over the last 5 days of baseball?
Well, because I know the Cubs are a better team than they've shown.
How? Why do you think they're a better team than they've shown?
Because they are one of the top four baseball teams in the league.
Okay, well, this isn't going to go anywhere.
Ray, do you understand that they have had a historically poor output, a productivity level, production level, offensively, batting average wise? Their 178, I believe, is the worst in postseason history with 200 at bats minimum.
Right, and don't you agree that everybody plays the game and goes back towards the average? So they're due.
That's over 162. Yeah, Ray, there's no such thing as due in
Ray,
a short
Ray,
series.
There's a reason why 0-4 is special for the Red Sox, because nobody does what you're talking about the Cubs getting ready to
do. And Ray, you need to understand something.
That's the outlier, though, Ray. That's the exception that proves the rule.
I don't know why you would feel better if other people had to be delusional. Why does that affect the way you feel? And why do you think somehow that you hold yourself up as some paragon of fan virtue just because you think the Cubs win, may think they'll win more than someone else does?
Well, let me ask you the reverse question.
You won't answer a question.
What's the reverse question, Ray? Give it to us, Slugger.
If the Cubs do win the next four ball games, are you and the rest of the other fans already given up, not going to watch the World Series?
That has nothing to do with anything, though, right?
What do you mean? Why would we not watch the World Series?
Because you're calling fans delusional. And you've already decided that they're not going to
Ray, you just said that you don't think they're going to win.
You said you think
they're not going to win either, though.
It's not a fan's job to be dumb on purpose.
That's crazy,
it's
man.
Not a fan's job to be
That's
done
That's an unfortunate way to end the show, because for the first 3 hours or so, Cubs fans
were completely reasonable.
Yeah, yeah. They understood what the... It's an uphill climb, and you don't have any climbing gear. It's a wrap. They can win tonight? Yeah, of course. It's a one-game situation. Do I think the Cubs are going to win this series? Absolutely not.
Another guy that was calling from 20 years ago. This segment brought to you by Webb Chevy. For a great deal on Chevys in Chicago, visit Webb Chevy in Plainfield or Oak Lawn. We thank our guests, Kevin Millar, Casey Johnson, and Sahadev Sharma today. Also, right now, before I forget, caller 6 to the contest line, 312-591-6700, wins a 4-pack of tickets to Marvel Universe Live, Age of Heroes at Allstate Arena, November 2nd through the 5th. See the Guardians of the Galaxy team up with your favorite Marvel superheroes. Tickets available now at MarvelUniverseLive.com.
All right, we got some thank yous. Our video coordinator, Brian Gertsch.
I just had a comment about the Hobbies. This is a big game tonight for them.
Our executive producer, Nicky the Kid, Nick Shepkowski.
Thank you very much, gentlemen. It's always a pleasure to be here in Wrigley Field with you two. And congratulations to the world champion, Chicago Cubs!
Great to have you here, Jimmy.
Stop lying, Ron. our sound guy, audio overlord, the man, the myth, the legend, Chris Tannehill.
Well, coming up on the Visa Halftime Report, Kurt Terry, Howie, Michael, and Tony look on graphic for the final two bullet points.
Well.
All right. For Dan, for Brian, for Nick, for Chris, I'm Jason Goff. Thanking you for listening to 670 The Score. We got Cubs pregame starting in a matter of moments with Mark Brody. Is it the final one of the year?
Maybe.
We will see. We'll talk to you about it tomorrow in the Panic Zone right here on the Bernstein and Goff Show. Thank you for listening to 670 The Score.
I want you to know it's over.
Well, bye.
Okay, it's time to press the panic button. The Cubs are now down 3-0 versus the Dodgers in the NLCS. Matt Spiegel here from the Spiegel and Parkins Show, weekdays 9 a.m. to 1. Get a full recap of the loss and a preview of the do-or-die Game 4, heard right here. Don't miss Pat and Ron's hometown call tonight. Our extended pregame coverage starts at 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's official radio home of the defending world champion Chicago Cubs. Coverage brought to you by State Farm. Proud part.
It's appliance days at JCPenney. Now through Sunday, get up to 30% off select major appliance hot deals, plus an extra 10% off brands like LG, GE, and Samsung. Plus, get 18 months special financing on purchases of $4.99 or more with your JCPenney credit card. Plus, free delivery and basic installation on all appliance purchases over $2.99. These deals can't be beat. JCPenney. Available in select stores. Some exclusions apply. Financing term valid 10/13 to 10/22. Must request a time of purchase. Subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store or jcp.com/appliances for details. Free delivery not available in all areas.
Here's Mike Mueller, president of Mueller Honda in Gurnee.
A few years ago, the Mueller Auto Group was fortunate enough to acquire the Honda dealership in Gurnee, Illinois. And I'm most proud to say that we have continued to do business our way, the Mueller way. What's the Mueller way? Well, when you visit, you can browse the showroom at your leisure and in a stress-free environment. And when you're ready, you can expect a friendly, knowledgeable, and professional associate to assist you through the buying experience. And as always, you will get our very, very best price, and that's the Mueller price, which is always competitive.
That's Mueller Honda of Gurnee on Grand Avenue, just west of 94, where you'll be treated like family. It's the Mueller way.
So whether you're looking for a new or certified pre-owned Honda, we'll always do our best to make sure you are one happy customer. At Mueller Honda in Gurnee, I have Bob Logan, our general manager, who will assure me that you will not be disappointed.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
That defense is playing its arse off. They don't stop, and they hit. You had a lot of guys doing some good stuff and a lot of big hits in that game.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
I don't trust their bullpen at all. Do you trust their bullpen? I think anything can happen. I think anything often does happen. So I think it's Wade Davis. I think that's still the guy you trust in a save situation.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to Geico. I'm so happy, I feel like I can fly.
Disclaimer, you will not be able to fly by switching to Geico. This is against the laws of physics and nature. If you find yourself flying, please seek professional and or medical help immediately. In the unlikely event you find yourself flying, you might be a superhero or a pigeon or a superhero named Pidgewoman who was bitten by a radioactive pigeon. If you are indeed Pidgewoman, Geico retains all licensing publishing rights in the event Pidgewoman the movie becomes a top-grossing Hollywood blockbuster.
Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Thanks for streaming The Score, Chicago Sports Radio.